Praise the Lord. This is Apostle Conrad Bowman of Transformation Ministries. And if you're tuning into this, you are tuning into Elijah Bootcamp School of the Holy Spirit. That's right. I'm glad to have you guys all back with me week after week. I know you guys get your lesson every Tuesday, but I'm just elated to come to you every week and just to be a blessing to you and to the nation. This is what God has called me to do in this time and in this hour, and I just pray that it be a blessing to you. Well, I believe this may be lesson 8, if I'm not sure. You should be at lesson 8. This is, today I know we just talked about the throne room experience. Now we're going to get into some more of the prophetic side. We're going to talk about prophetic triggers. We're going to talk about prophetic induction and prophetic incubation. Huh. What are those three things? What is prophetic triggers? What are prophetic triggers? What is the prophetic induction of the Lord? And what is then the experience that prepares you to walk as a prophet? Prophetic incubation. We're going to find out right now. Father God, we thank you for your people. We thank you for your word, God. Speak a word, God, that we've never heard before. God, a word for our lives. God, a word in season. God, a word rich with power. And God, shape us and mold us in your presence. And God, let us never be the same for it. We thank you, Lord God, right now, God, that the enemy is bound, Father God, rebuked and cast out, and that you're glorified in the mighty name of Jesus. God, have your way. I yield to you. And God, you say whatever you want to say and be a blessing, God, to these your people, God, in Jesus' mighty name. Amen, amen, and amen. Well, if you're with me, I want you to go to the book of 1 Samuel. I want you to go with me to the book of 1 Samuel. And I really believe that we're going to start around about, we're going to start in chapter 1, but then we're going to hop to chapter 3 because it's something I really have to share with you and really show you. But as you know, the prophetic is very, very tricky. Because we have so many people that have, you know, come out as prophets and prophesy and do prophetic things. But you cannot, the real prophets, you know, are not prophesying about stuff and things and cars and houses, but they're prophesying you into the arms of the Lord. They're speaking you to be closer to God. And I really think that it's a necessity that we hone in on what the focus of the prophetic really is. It's not so you can get richer. It's not so you can get more popular. It's so you can come closer and bring people and equip the body to hear the Lord and get closer to God and be pulled into that relationship with God where there is no hindrance. There are no blockages. There is no obstacle between God and you. It's just you and God. And God can speak and do whatever he wants to do. And then it gets prophetic. He begins to show you ahead of time. So really that's what the prophetic is. It's bringing you closer to God and it's showing you what's going to happen before it happens. It's God giving you the preview to the movie before the movie goes down. And you may not, you know, that's the thing about a preview. You don't know everything that happens in a movie. You just get the major details and some of the little plot, you know, ploys and everything. But you get the gist of the movie, but it doesn't give you everything that happens in the movie. There could be a surprise ending. There could be all that. But know that if you have purpose in God, just like that movie, your life is just like that. If you have purpose in God, God is not making a mistake about what he's doing in your life. God knows about everything. He does everything. He orchestrates everything. So you're on schedule, whether you think you are or not, because you're all in the will of God and giving thanks. In all things, you become and realize that, you know what? What I'm going through right now, I need to give thanks in it because it is the will of God concerning me. So whatever I'm dealing with right now, I have to make sure, am I aligned with purpose? Am I aligned with God to the point that I'm not missing steps, but even if it's uncomfortable, that I'm in the place that I need to be so that God can bless and not curse, so that God can multiply and not subtract or divide. So that God can push me to the next place of power instead of keeping me back because I'm being disobedient and rebellious. Oh, God. So let's go there. Let's really, really dig into, you know, somebody say, you know, what is a prophetic trigger? A prophetic trigger is really brought on by the word of the Lord, whether it was uttered by a prophet or a prophetic vessel or uttered by the Lord himself. God shows, even your parents, it really starts in childhood. Prophetic triggers are something that start when you're very, very young, you know, and all I can really use is my life. You know, before I came into the world, the Lord spoke to my mother through dreams and showed my mom how I would look, my features, what I would be, all of that. She saw who I would be in a dream before I made manifest. And then months later, here I came, you know, and she knew what color I would be, what skin, all that. She just got showed her. So when I got here, it wasn't a surprise about me being otherworldly and into the word and, you know, off to myself and just kind of odd. But it was in that oddity that God began to move and he began to really show me who I was in him. And those triggers came, you know. And I think one of the real first prophetic triggers for me, I think I talked about it in the other lesson, was me going through the demonic oppression as a child. That was a prophetic trigger. Seeing things before they happen. Different situations happen in your life that turn on the prophetic in you. You know, you weren't necessarily, you were just thinking about your friends and toys and school and everything. And then here came God starting to get your attention. And I think one of the first times I really started to really notice God to speak to me in a way that he wasn't speaking to everybody else was I was in fourth and fifth grade. And that's when God really started to deal with me about being different. I didn't know necessarily about the prophetic, but me being different. And I would sit in class and I would daydream and I would daydream and I would daydream. And to the point that my teacher, who is now prophetess, was asking my mom, does he suffer from petit mal seizures? Because he's just looking off in space and he's not focusing his grades. And, you know, he can't even, his writing is like horse scratch, not even chicken scratch, like horse scratch. You know, he's not paying attention. And what was happening was, it was actually the Lord talking to me. I would sit in class and everybody would be doing their work and I'm just sitting there. Just like that, not saying a word or anything. And God was giving me visions and I would see creatures and I would see shadows move and I would see different things. And I'd be like, God, what is this? And I always knew I was called to preach, but I didn't know exactly what I was called to do. And some of you know you're called to preach, but you don't know your purpose. You don't know your mandate. And you must ask the Lord, what is my mandate? I know you're calling me to be a prophet and me to be a prophetic vessel or me to be a proclaimer or a teacher or a preacher. But what is the exact mandate? What is the exact mission that I'm supposed to be doing that separates me from everybody else that's calling themselves a prophet or everybody else that's prophesying houses, cars, and money and wives and husbands or everybody else that's got a ministry? You know, what have I been called specifically to do in my personality, in my person, in my identity? Who am I? And then you got to go into what are the experiences that make up who you think you are? And then when that happens, you find out that you're more than those experiences and that those experiences came to really, really redefine you. And there's many people, I remember there's one young lady who was budding as a prophetess now that it came to my school of prophets, and she was very demure, very, you know, ladylike, very reserved. And when the Holy Ghost started to speak through her, God began to move in her in a way she really wasn't used to. And he began to speak volumes to her. I mean, God was just really, really use her, and she really is divinely led. Holy Ghost would really use this woman of God. And I remember her triggers. I remember the transitions that she went through to prophesy like that. And a lot of times we want to be activated and activate people when the active activation doesn't happen when you lay hands on them. The active activation happens when they go through the fire, when they go through the trial, when they go through the temptation and the test. That is what births the prophetic in you. It's not some pretty experience. It's hell. It's a hellfire experience that births the true prophetic of the and the word of the Lord on the inside of you. And God uses those experiences to put the real word of the Lord on the inside of you so that it refutes everybody and everything that's playing and hodgepodging and acting like they know God. And it brings about the true prophetic in you. It brings about the true voice of the Lord to the point that when people see you, they see it. They can even hear God when you ain't talking. Oh, come on, somebody. Come back with me for clip 2 for prophetic triggers, prophetic induction, and prophetic incubation.